I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady!
What do you want from me? I'm not America's sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Well, the Ryan Wiggins version of the intro means it's 2:07 on a Friday, and we're very grateful for you to be here. And it's an X's and O's days, which is exciting. The first time we've had my friends from the Diddymore Group in studio with us. Tammy, hello. Thank you for being in here with us today.
Thanks for having us.
We're going to get you right up on the microphone. And Zach, so good to have you back. You and I have met before, of course. I've promised great fun things from the two of you. Yeah. Are you up for it?
Yes, ma'am.
We hope so. We're pretty competitive.
So the Diddymore Group, we're excited to have you on. Your experience of buying and selling, 50 plus years of experience of selling real estate, the number one team in the number one office in the Metro East. You guys have a lot of success, a lot of knowledge, a lot to offer people who are looking at buying and selling right now. So Tammy, I'm going to ask you before we get to X's and O's here, the market, everybody's always like, what's the market like? And it's usually what I think it's going to be like. I talk to someone like you and you're like, well, actually, what is it like right now?
The market is getting very, very busy right now. Inventory is still a little low for our liking. It's still pretty competitive. It's hard for buyers. The interest rates have come down a little bit. They're between like 6 and a mid 6 to high 6s, mm-hmm. depending on your credit score, obviously. But I do feel like we're going in the right direction for sure.
What's the average if somebody reaches out to you, Zach? I'll ask you this question too, and Tammy, you can weigh in certainly if you want to. But when somebody is looking to list, what's the minimum amount of time it takes to get a house on the market? If someone's like just found out maybe they got a new job, they got to get the heck out. They want to list as fast as possible.
So unfortunately, every seller is different depending on what the condition of the house is. We like to do pre-walkthroughs to kind of give people tips and tricks to get their house ready for photos. So, depending on what your situation is, our turnaround response is pretty quick that it can be anywhere between 2 to 3 days before we could have that house ready to go.
That's really fast.
Yeah. If the house is in good shape, I'd say like 48 hours. We're good to go.
We move quick.
Yeah. And then also, on the other hand, a lot of people are, if they're looking, if they've ever thought about moving, if they've thought about listing their house, they're probably waiting for more inventory to be on the market, maybe waiting for interest rates to go down. So it's kind of like everybody's waiting to jump in that revolving door to get everything going. If somebody is looking to list maybe in the future, but they don't really have a specific timeline, do you take those phone calls, Tammy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We work with sellers sometimes for a year or two before they're ready to go.
And you're cool with that?
Oh, we are, because I just feel like I've been in that situation myself, and sometimes we just work at their own at our seller's pace. So we don't want to, because it's stressful. It depends on a lot of things. So, we're patient.
Seems like real estate can certainly be a hurry up and wait type of an environment, because you might not think that you're interested in listing right away, but then all of a sudden, for whatever particular reason, that perfect house falls out of the sky and you're like, oh my gosh, I need to buy that house, but I need to sell this house. And so then all of a sudden it's like, we were thinking we were waiting 6 months, 10 months, but all of a sudden we want to do it right now. I mean, Zach, that's got to be kind of exciting to be a part of.
So this happens almost daily in our market these days. That good house pops up. You don't have much time to kind of prepare. We got to get you in there ASAP and kind of get a game plan locked and ready to go.
So, Zach, with inventory, I know that for a while there, I don't know if it was in the heart of COVID or maybe come towards the end of the total shutdown, people were selling their house well over asking price, sight unseen. That's crazy time. Are those days over?
Unfortunately, they're not. So we still see a lot in this market with the buyers, because inventory is so low, especially here in the city. When that new listing pops up, you still see people waive their appraisals. They waive their home inspections. You know, there's still 20 offers coming on houses well over asking. So it can be difficult for a buyer, you know, to find something. So that's why we desperately need more inventory in this area.
So, Tammy, if you're thinking even a smidgen contemplating, and you're just like, what would I be looking at here?
Well, I mean, for buyers, if you're just a buyer and you're waiting for those rates to go down, don't wait, because you always have the benefit of refinancing down the road. And you're gonna, the money, it's cheaper to buy than it is rent. Rent has gone up so much. It's just better to buy.
our motto is marry the house, date the rate. So as the market continues to get stronger and stronger, that's all it's going to do, is prices are going to go up. So buy that house now, refinance that house later.
I think the most important part, though, is to just the conversation. When you call the Dinamore Group, it doesn't cost you anything to call them. It doesn't cost you anything to have a conversation. So if you reach out to 618-531-4652, that's 618-531-4652, and you talk to Tammy or Zach or Pat or Abby or Trisha, the team that you guys have at the Dinamore Group, you get information that makes you go, oh, I think maybe it's time. Maybe we'll wait a little bit. Maybe we'll wait 3 months instead of 10 months. Or maybe you're like, did you hear what they just said? We got to sell our house yesterday. And then you work with the Dinamore Group to get that done.
Right. And it's really important, too, is people sometimes need to know that a lot of sellers aren't taking contingent offers. So getting your house going, if you need to do that, they'll take a contingency if it's already under contract. But if you don't even have your house on the market, you're going to lose that opportunity on a house that you really want.
Yeah. Well, so, go to thedidamoregroup.com if you want more information from our friends and partners here on this show. I highly encourage you to work with them. They're great people. That absolutely matters, but they're very, very excellent at what they do. And when you're going through a real estate transaction, that is the time to pick people who are fantastic at their job. You have friends, you have family that might be in the business of doing this. That's great. You can't afford to not go with the very best, and the very best is at the Dinamore Group, both sides of the river as well. You guys ready to play X's?
Thank you. We hope so. We're gonna try.
I'm gonna take her down.
All right.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The gloves are off officially. Well, let's get to it. The Dittemore Group in here, our guest for X's and O's, and I get to turn it over to Ryan because this is his dumpster fire. Go ahead, Ryan.
All right, here we go. We're going to have a drumming sound effect to make you feel nervous.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And that's to increase the intensity because this is a battle. I think you've already gathered that, though.
Yes.
So this is a game we play on Fridays with folks such as yourself called X's and O's. You have a tic-tac-toe board up on the board behind you, numbered 1 through 9. And so your job will just be to pick each square by its number. And then you pick either Brad or Annie, and there's a corresponding question with each square. I'll ask that question. Brad or Annie, whoever you select, will answer that question. You will simply agree or disagree for the square. If you agree, you get it right. So it's yours. If you get it wrong, it's your opponent's square.
Okay.
If we play all 9, so even if you get a tic-tac-toe, we keep playing and we fill out the whole board to see who wins.
Okay.
Okay.
Tammy or Zach, who's going first?
Ladies.
Ladies first. Okay. Tammy.
All right, Tammy. The board is wide open, so pick wherever you'd like.
Okay.
Oh, not yet.
You gotta earn the square.
Yeah, you gotta earn the square.
Oh, I like your confidence though.
Yeah.
Which number? 5. Were you going for 5?
Yes.
And you want Brad or do you want me?
I'm going to go with you.
Okay.
Okay. Middle square, number 5, mm-hmm. Annie.
Yes.
On Wednesday, we got all hot and bothered by the saxophone.
We.
And by the way,
you,
Dittemores, these are all questions about things we've talked about or done during the week.
In theory.
Yeah.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Sort of.
Ryan is
right.
Yeah.
Loosely interpreted.
I play by that loosely. Especially when Bill Clinton played it on the Arsenio Hall show in June of 1992. Name either of the main 2 late night show hosts up against Arsenio Hall in June of 1992.
Either of them?
Either of the main 2 other late night show hosts.
I think David Letterman, maybe? 1992, I would think it'd be Jay Leno and David Letterman, but I feel more confident with David Letterman.
Way to keep it current.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to agree.
She said agree, question mark.
You're going to agree. That is correct.
Yay!
David Letterman is the safe one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was Leno, but Carson had just retired the month before that.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah, yeah, so that was pretty close. All right.
All right, Tammy.
Big O X.
There you go.
Good
big
job.
Old X
big
in the middle
old X.
For Tammy.
All right, Zach, your turn.
Your square?
Number 1.
Top left.
Number 1. And who would you like to answer?
Annie or Brad?
Brad.
All right, let's go.
All you right.
Said that with confidence as well.
Zach and Brad, you have
we'll see
gotten
if it lasts.
Our audio whoopee. This seems like it's going to be a little bit of an easier question.
It's always funny to get this point in the game where the contestants are like, what am I getting myself into here? Whoopee!
All right. Number 1. This is Trump speaking to Laura Ingraham, showing a new item in the Oval Office.
They said we have to do something like drapes or something because the light eventually mm-hmm. affects it. And it's very cool.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that great? Just went up yesterday.
Brad, what was he showing her?
I can't unsee the meme that we talked about today.
Yeah.
But you want the original.
What was he actually showing?
What was he actually showing? Okay.
Not digitally altered.
It was the Declaration of Independence.
Agree or disagree?
I will agree.
Zach, you are correct. And Brad, you are correct as well.
All right.
All right.
1-0, top left.
When I wrote that one, I did not know we were to start the show
with
an entire segment about it.
The meme
All right.
is funny.
Tammy, back to you.
Okay, and I have to pick my square?
You have to pick your square.
I'm going to go with 4.
Number 4.
Middle left.
And who's answering that for you?
Brad or Annie, either one.
I'm going to go with Brad.
Okay.
I try to keep it
okay.
fair.
Well, you guys got our second audio whoopee of the day.
Whoopee!
All right, Chuck Schumer got played off of The View going into a break.
And you know what their attitude is? I made my money all by myself. How dare your government take my money from me? I don't want to pay taxes. Or I built my company with my bare hands. How dare your government tell me how I should treat my customers, my the land and water that I own, or my employees? They hate government. Government's a barrier to people, a barrier to stop them from doing things. They want to destroy it. We are not letting them do it, and
okay.
we're united.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, Chuck, let's get you out of here.
Joy Behar goes, okay.
Okay. They're playing him off. Speaking of which, another current event, which actor got played off of the stage at the Oscars just a couple weeks ago after winning the award for Best Actor in The Brutalist, but refused to leave, even telling the orchestra to stop because he was going to keep talking regardless?
So you're asking me...
About the Oscars.
About the Oscars, because you linked
ago.
That to Chuck Schumer.
That's right.
Yeah. Thanks,
That's right.
Ryan.
That's right. That's the way this game is played.
Jeez, I don't watch the Oscars. I'm going to do my best and just take a guess here. Adrian Brody.
No offense, I'm going to disagree.
Okay, no, none taken.
Yeah, none taken, except that Brad randomly guessed right.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
Yes, he did. Brad guessed
Brad!
Right.
I was going by your not confident face.
It sabotage.
It wasn't sabotage. I didn't know.
Amazing.
That's all he does is watch reruns of the Oscars.
Apparently.
You
wow.
get it. You get it.
Number
Zach
4
it.
Goes to Zach.
Zach's got a
no.
big smile on his face.
See him. One more. I'll do number 7.
Number 7.
Of course
oh.
he will.
Bottom left.
That makes a lot of sense.
I'll never hear the end of this.
Who's going to...
Let's go with Annie.
Okay.
Who's going to answer? Okay. Annie is going to answer. Annie, you have stumbled
Tammy's
into...
Tammy's giving me a very pointed finger. Okay.
Okay. You have stumbled into AI. Now, if you've never heard this kind of question before, this is a real clip from the week. Mm. But we have run it through AI.
Adrian
so
Brody.
Not going to sound like Adrian Brody.
As if I'd know what that sounds like.
Tell me, who said this?
If you own one, we're not blaming you. You can take dental floss and pull the Tesla thing off and take a just telling you.
It came out a little weird, but...
It sometimes is hard to tell them apart. That's not Snoop Dogg. That's Tim Walz.
Ooh.
Sorry, Tammy. She's looking at me.
Adrian
Blow.
She seems confident.
Are you sure she's not bluffing?
So did Brad.
I hope not.
So did Brad. He seemed pretty confident and he didn't know what he was talking about.
Okay. Zach is going to say that he agrees with Annie. Here is who really said that.
If you own one, we're not blaming you. You can take dental floss and pull the Tesla thing off, you know, and take out, just telling you.
Zach.
You got it. You got it.
Congratulations.
Now you got the first tic-tac-toe.
Okay. Yeah, you can get another one.
That's all that matters. I came in first.
You got the first one.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so you got the first tic-tac-toe. Now this goes back to Tammy, who can try to tie the game with another tic-tac-toe of her own.
Okay.
Okay. Which square do you want?
I'm going with 8.
Bottom middle.
Number 8. Okay, who's answering that for you?
Annie.
Yes.
She's never picking me again.
No. That's not true, Brad.
Annie, these are tough. I got to tell you, this has been a little bit of a tough week. This is a guest quote.
This is a guest quote. Wow.
All right.
It's an echo. Uh-huh.
This is a real quote from the week. I'm just going to read it. You got to tell me who said this. So, if unelected staff were making decisions on the president's behalf, then those decisions lack any legal validity. so that no pardon was actually issued. This is a tough topic because we talked about it with a couple different people.
Say it again.
So if unelected staff were making decisions on the president's behalf, then those decisions lack any legal validity, so that no pardon was actually issued.
Attorney General Andrew Bailey.
I agree.
Yeah!
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Man, I was like, Hans von Spakovsky, Will Chamberlain.
That's
Hans
exactly
von Spakovsky,
right.
Will Chamberlain. Andrew Bailey.
Andrew Bailey, yes. Because it could have been all three of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice get. I thought that was going to be tough.
Well, I did the interview.
Well, yeah, but you remember every word they say, apparently.
I heard that one, so I was pretty confident.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, good.
There you go.
Good. All right, Zach.
Number two.
A lot on the line.
Top middle.
All right, number two, and who's answering for you?
Let's go, Brad.
Okay. Okay. Brad, this question has a soundtrack to it.
Oh, my gosh. Ethan.
On Monday, our hard news coverage was buoyed by Ethan's choice of this song as bump music. It's Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On, which came out in what year?
Jeez. Yeah, no kidding. I agree.
I told you, this is a hard week.
Like, who was the Oscar winner? And so now I got to guess a random year. So I'm just going to guess 1994.
1994, okay. Zach?
I should have went with Annie on this one.
Mm.
So I'm going to say that's wrong.
You're going to say
really
that's
good
wrong.
At guessing accidentally right.
Well, I feel like it's earlier in life than that.
All right.
But I have no idea.
Zach, you are correct.
1996.
97.
97?
97.
Also, that wasn't the song that was played on the show.
What
so
was
you were
it?
Incorrect about that.
What song did we play on the show?
It wasn't that one.
Will Go On?
It was absolutely not that one.
Ooh, now I'm interested.
Yeah, so if I were Tammy, I'd file a grievance. Over the factual
well,
basis.
Well, I think that's a great idea.
Of the
okay, where's yours? Yeah. Damn, we're all tied up. Great move on you guys' part.
I've got the song, like, right. It's There's one brain cell in between the song and my ability to... But I will tell you.
Ooh, okay.
It's all coming back to me now. I think that's literally the name of the song.
Is it?
It's all coming back to me now.
Now I really want to know.
Yeah, that's
I'm pretty
it.
Sure it's all coming back to me now.
Ooh. Well.
I'm pretty sure it's all
regardless.
Anywho.
She wanted
oh, yeah,
you
the
to
asterisk
sing
is on the board. All right, Tammy, you're square.
Okay, back to Tammy.
Going with three.
That's a smart move.
Three. Who's answering?
I'm going to go with Annie again. No offense, Brad.
She was very excited for three.
Yeah. Told you.
Yeah. Let's get a block.
Annie, you have stumbled into AI.
Okay.
AI.
Again, this is a real clip from the week run through AI. Tell me who said this.
He's welcoming Russia to take over. He's welcomed them to grab a big piece of Ukraine. God knows what's next. And the problem he has with this guy is nothing's compared to Hitler. Nobody compares anybody to Hitler. But the fact is, Putin is not accepting it.
Is this a clip that we played?
This is a clip that we played.
You're certain we so played it?
Yes.
Play it again. Sam.
One more time.
He's welcoming Russia to take over. He's welcomed them to grab a big piece of Ukraine. God knows what's next. And the problem he has with this guy is nothing's compared to Hitler. Nobody compares anybody to Hitler. But the fact is, Putin is not accepting it.
I played it at the beginning of the Jim Talent interview, and I don't remember who said it. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
I disagree.
That is a good move. You are correct. It was...
He's welcoming Russia to take over.
Chris Matthews.
Welcoming to grab a big piece of Ukraine.
I never would have come up with
next.
That.
And the problem he has with this guy is,
that
nothing's compared to Hitler. Nobody compares anybody to Hitler. But the fact is that Putin is not accepting it.
If nobody's comparing it, why are you bringing it up?
I know. It was a weird clip.
Nobody asked.
Nobody's saying anything about Hitler. Nobody ever says anything about Hitler. And we're not either.
All right,
it seems
Zach.
Like Annie gave that question to you, Big Tam.
I did.
I'm going to go with
I did.
Number
I feel,
six.
I disagree.
Say Big Tam.
Big Tam.
On air. I'm sorry.
That's awesome.
Number six for Zach. All right, number six.
Big Tam.
Let's go, Annie.
She is not bigger than you are. She's
I've
tiny.
I've known that since high school.
That's great.
Big Tam. Who are you going to choose, Annie or Brad? Annie again? Do you still have?
Yeah, this is her fifth one.
Okay.
Don't act surprised that they would want to choose me.
I'm not. Ready? Here we go. The lower courts are blocking President Trump at every turn, issuing national injunctions against the president's every move. This happens to every president to a degree, but compared to Obama and Biden, Trump has had five times the injunctions that either of those presidents have had. The question is, in which term has Trump had more injunctions placed against him, his first or his second term?
Ooh, this is hard to throw.
First term.
I don't know, Zach.
It's a 50-50 chance.
It's 50-50.
So I'll take her word for it.
I think, can I just lay out here? The thought is there have been, I think it's like 14 and 15, maybe, first term, second term. But Ryan would ask this question because he thinks that people would say second term because that would be the shocking thing. So he would ask the question in a way that wouldn't be the shocking answer, and it would be first term. Are you agreeing or disagreeing?
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with you.
Okay.
Well, both of you have reasoned through my psychology perfectly.
Wow. That's how you take tests, folks.
Yes. No, it was actually...
Gotta know the teacher.
It was... Obama and Biden had about 13 or 14 each.
Mm-hmm.
Trump's first term had 64, and he's already got 15 in 2 months.
I knew there was a 14 or a 15 number in there.
Yes,
somewhere.
Amazing.
All right, Drew. You got lucky there.
All right, we're back. Is it Tammy?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Zach has one tic-tac-toe and four squares, four and a half squares.
No, this is an X for sure.
And Tammy, Big Tam here, has...
Yeah.
You're in trouble.
You know how that started?
How'd that start?
They didn't want to say Mr. or Mrs.
Uh-huh.
So they would call us Big.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's stuck. So I've been Big Tam
Big
all
Tam.
My life.
That's great. If you're happy with it, there's no reason not to be.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. So, Tammy, this is a great one to end on.
And you have to pick Brad?
Yeah, I guess so.
Gotta pick Brad. I was picking Brad anyway. All right. Let's go.
Okay. Great. All right. Well, Brad, this week, Brian Kilmeade publicly invited / challenged Annie to come up on stage with him on Saturday for a skit. And this is what it sounded like.
Oh, boy.
But with a couple of bleeped words in it.
I think you are, because we're not looking for great actors.
Well, then I'm
looking
curious.
For people that care about and want to have. But I would just feel really bad if we did the whole show and you thought, Brian didn't ask.
Okay.
I am officially asking. You have to reject me.
Okay, so that was the sound, and two words are bleeped out. Those are two words that he described as people who really want to come see at his show. What do they want to see? Do you want to hear it again?
What's he say? They care about?
They care about blank and blank.
They care about history and they want to have fun.
I was going to say you only had to get one word of the two.
That's yeah.
What if one of those is right?
So we
and
get
what if
double points if he gets them both.
Yeah, you get to take one of Zach's squares.
Yeah, you get to take one of Zach's squares.
Zach's going to mutiny.
I love it. Okay.
After a grievance,
I agree.
Yeah, it's such a rare instance in which this happens, especially right at the end
totally
of the show, that we have to say, yes, if he gets both of them, and you agree.
I agree.
That you get to take one of the squares.
Yes.
I hope I'm not overconfident on this.
And
but...
so here...
I would file an injunction
there,
Zach.
You said history and fun. Here is the answer.
I think you are, because we're not looking for great actors.
Well, then I'm
looking for people that care about history and want to have fun.
Whoa!
I am officially asking. You have to reject it.
Wow.
This is the first time we've had two squares in question at the end of the game.
That's incredible.
Both in my favor, I kind of like it, yeah.
The way Tammy just won that game.
Yeah.
I've never seen it before.
No.
It's almost like we had to bend the rules.
Well.
But we didn't. That's just what the way always are. Zach?
I still would have had five X's versus four zeros, so, you know. O's.
Working with your mom is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You are doing a great job. We appreciate it. Well, thank you both for coming in here. Please come back again.
It was fun.
You guys got some exciting events I know that you do throughout the year, and we want to get you back in here to talk about them.
Yeah.
But if you're looking to buy, if you're looking to sell, and you can hear me on the radio right now, the Dittimore Group can help you with that. They are wonderful. They are kind. They are excellent. And they are at thedittimoregroup.com. Anything else to add?
We promise to have a little fun along the way.
Yeah, you absolutely will. Good people at the Dittimore Group. Please give them your business if you're looking to participate in a real estate transaction. TheDittimoreGroup.com. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
This is the Annie Fry Show. Follow Annie on X at Annie Fry Show.
And I'm feeling good.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. That was a fun X's and O's.
That was a good one. I thought that was going to be a really tough week, but you guys got, well, other than the one, there was only one question.
The Oscar question, I remember hearing a story about someone. What was Adrian Brody going on and on about?
I don't even remember. I just know that the story was that he had a whole speech, and he stood up there, and he started giving it, and it got to that time where it's like, okay, this is your time. They start playing him, and he stops, and he goes, stop playing the music. I'm going to read this whole speech. And yeah. they did.
And they did. That's all it's ever taken. Who knew? The Chris Matthews clip, I remember, like, I know when we played this. I remember it being irrational. I couldn't hear the voice in my head either to tip me off to Chris Matthews. So
the Andrew Bailey one, I was impressed because I thought there is a number of ways that this could go because there wasn't really anything in it that tipped off who said it. So it really could have been any three, maybe even four people.
I do listen to them while I'm having the interview conducted here on the show.
Oh, good for you.
Thank you. Podcast available as well. You can go to the Odyssey app and listen to the Annie Fry Show podcast if you ever miss any of those things. They are all there. The YouTube live chat poll for today. I'm really curious what you guys think about this. We're going to talk about this for just a second. We're going to take another quick break because we went a little bit long in that first segment to wrap up X's and O's. Should Canada become a state? Donald Trump doesn't pass up an opportunity to say they should really be a state. And there's not really a whole lot of discussion about that. I don't see Republicans taking it up as an issue and, you know, pundits or folks in Congress, other people who are in the administration. I see Trump talking about it all of the time. But of all of the things this administration is doing and kind of stumping for, that one seems to be specifically just attached to Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Should Canada be a state?
I'm a no. I don't think they should be a state. I do think they should become something like a territory or some sort of agreement.
So not an autonomous country?
No. Yeah, I think that would be their best route, would be that they should become a part of the United States, but not a state. Because he's right about their economics. If we didn't prop them up in so many ways and their military, they're going to find out real soon how much they are dependent on us. And they may be finding that out now. Because we've been really, really generous with Canada, really across the board. And so I think they, in their best interest, I know there's a lot of reasons why we would like to have Canada strategically, the land, you know, the place in the world where it touches and you're closer to Russia and you can have more strategy internationally by having all that land. I get all that. But I think they would benefit from being more attached to us than they are right now. And so I'm a no on a state, but I'm a yes on changing the relationship.
So the poll is a no.
I'm a no.
Brad?
I'm a no. I don't want Canada to be the 51st state. There's too many crazies that are up there in Canada, but I would propose a trade. We trade you, Portland, Oregon, and Washington State for Saskatchewan and Alberta. And so we get the best part of Canada, and they get the people that most agree with the politics that they have in Canada right now. So that would be my proposal. But to make the whole thing a 51st state, no, there are a bunch of liberals up there, and they would sway the vote, and the Republicans would never win another election.
When you hear Donald Trump say why the relationship is imbalanced, I listen. And I want to know more. And I am interested in the relationship becoming more balanced. And, you know, I think about the conversation surrounding Greenland there's a lot of military positioning benefits. There's land value for what Greenland has to offer. And we're not talking about Greenland regularly becoming a state. That would be one big freaking state. Canada?
That is a huge, landmass wise, it would be enormous.
Can you imagine being the senator traveling, one of the two senators having to travel your whole state?
Yeah, or the representatives. And but yeah, it's crazy. I've actually read that Canada's economy, though, is not even as big as like Arkansas.
It's
not, you know, it's really
it's not
that big.
I don't. The case cannot be has not yet been made for me to go to that great length. I think Donald Trump really wants his legacy to be visible far and wide, and the best way to do that is change the maps. I think that's why Gulf of America is so important to him, because he has been able to change the map to have his fingerprint on it. And I would also say that I don't think Mexico's maps are going to say Gulf of America. He doesn't really particularly get to change something like that and then force other people. I mean, if you look at, you can look at countries across the world and their calendars are different. Their time is different. Like, different places recognize different things. But if you acquire a state, then stuff starts to change everywhere. If you acquire Greenland that as a territory or something, I think that he understands legacy in this broader way, which makes it sound like it's selfish and it's just about him. I really understand the argument behind making a Greenland territory of the United States. I would just like to have a better, more respectful relationship between the United States and Canada. But I have before this had no thoughts about how Canada really needs to get in line. And post Trump making these cases, I don't feel adversarial towards Canada whatsoever. It's one of the things that when he talks about, I'm like, let's move on. I would rather talk about reciprocal tariffs. I would rather talk about border security and deportations of hardened criminals that are sex trafficking children across our country and why it's important to do that than spend any time advocating for Canada as a state. So I'm not interested in Canada as a state at all.
It's definitely an issue that was not on anybody's mind before January 20th. He made that an issue.
Yeah.
And maybe it needs to be an issue, and maybe he's way overplaying art of the deal, asking for the world, and then he's going to get some concessions, and that's what he was going for the whole time. That's typically what he does.
Well, we want to know what you think. You can hurry up and get your vote, and we're approaching 300 votes today on this poll. Go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and tell us, should Canada become a state? Yes or no? It's a pretty simple question. We want to know what you think about it. We will get to some of your thoughts on the other side of this break as well regarding this question. For instance, Russell says, oh, heck no. They're just as fine as they are today. So not interested in pushing the Canada
going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
At a statehood. What about you? Annie Fry YouTube channel. Let us know. We'll be right back.
You know how I feel.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
You know how I feel.
Interact with Annie on Facebook. The Annie Fry Show.
You know how I feel.
Follow Annie on Instagram at The Annie Fry Show.
I can see you through the curtains of the waterfall. When I lost it, yeah, you held my hand, but I tossed it. Didn't understand you were waiting as I dove into the waterfall. So say.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. That YouTube live chat poll, should Canada become a state? Chris on YouTube says, we don't want Canada, too many socialists. Is that the case?
Yeah, that is exactly right. Yeah,
but if they didn't have Canadian government, they wouldn't have socialism.
Well, but they'd push toward it.
They're the ones that put Canadian government in place.
Are they?
Yeah, they're also the ones that voted back in Justin Trudeau.
Over and over.
How would that just implement into the United States?
I think they would probably see some benefits, like lower taxes. I mean, right now they pay higher taxes
than
we do.
They could own firearms again.
Yeah, but if they're going to pay lower taxes, they're going to get less government.
Well, maybe. I mean...
Well, then they're going to pay higher taxes.
We'd
we're all
see.
Going to pay higher
well,
taxes.
But would we absorb it? You know, because we're just so much bigger. Would we absorb the fact that they're paying lower and still getting the same services? I don't know.
They wouldn't get the same services they're getting through Canadian government, though.
It would have to change. Yeah.
It would be significant, a significant lifestyle change for them. Andy says, no, why did he even start this argument about the 51st state? I think it's really just because Trudeau came to Mar-a-Lago and Trump kind of was screwing around and he was like, that's not a bad idea.
Well, I think he really thought this through, and I don't know about the talking point of 51st state, but he has thought through what his tariffs would do to Canada, and so he got out ahead of the whole tariff conversation and said, you know, you could avoid all the problems that are coming if you just did this.
If you added Greenland as a state and Canada as a state, does that cancel each other out?
Like, representative-wise?
Senatorially, it probably would.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And if you're saying the population is the population of Arkansas, what did you say it was?
No, their economy, their per capita GDP is one of the lowest in, I think it might be the lowest in North America. But I think it's only above Mississippi or something like that. Like, it's really low. Their total GDP is higher than that. But, Greenland, you know, that the population of Greenland is like 60,000 people. So you're not talking about adding a ton of
population. Yeah, it's like St. Charles. Yeah. Jack said, I voted no in the poll. I think Trump just suggested it to trigger the flaming libs and poke Trudeau, and it worked to perfection. Except for he was talking about it today, and Trudeau is out. Sometimes I feel like Donald Trump sets things up that he's going to lose so that he can take concessions in places he's comfortable with.
The Greenland thing to me is much more fascinating than Canada, because Greenland actually is considering breaking away from Denmark.
But it's also not discussed as statehood.
No, it's not really anymore. Yeah.
It never really was about statehood. It was about coming into the United States family, which makes me feel like that's way more of a serious discussion than turning Canada into a state. That I feel like the Greenland conversation is a serious one and the Canadian conversation is not.
Yeah, the Canadian conversation really looks like negotiation. Whereas Greenland, is actually moving towards steps that look like maybe they actually will be a part of the United States soon. Canada has just gone full on national pride, which I think is actually kind of cool to watch.
You're like, oh, that's cute.
I really do.
Look at you.
Yeah, I like watching that. In fact, that's what Trump is kind of doing to every nation in the world right now, is making them go, well, what makes you you? Why don't you focus on that?
4D chess. Scott says, I'm a no on Canada being a state with its size. That would mean for what would that mean for electoral votes in elections? Joe said, it's been a fun troll, but seriously considering amalgamating Canada into the United States is ridiculous. Wishing that Ottawa was more amenable to fair business. Okay. I mean, what is this? Too many big words, Joe. Put
thanks,
your word
Joe.
Of the day toilet paper down. Lori says, nope, I don't think we need any more states.
Okay.
And I'm okay with that.
No, we're full.
Vicky's good.
Vicky says, no, the last thing we need in our country is more liberal progressives. And Lambeau said, I said no because of the breakdown for size with popular, and electorate's votes probably is what they're talking about.
It's all that one word. It looked like one giant, smart word.
I have been out intellectualed today. I don't even think that's a word.
Let us know, Purple Lando, if that's a word.
So we're 3 for 3 no's on this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Department of Education closing down, does this story just kind of melt into the fold of everything the Trump administration is doing? I have a feeling that this is the one that could have legs to make the angry people come out more. Doge has been the thing that's kept people hot and bothered. And I think that the reaction I'm seeing from the people in education who are part of the system, not just teachers, but people who rely on the system status quo. You know, we're posting things now.
Mm. I think this melts in. I know that right now people are up in arms about it in the system, like you said. But pretty soon, we're going to realize that a lot of that system was unnecessary from Washington, D.C. And the system may still yell about it, but it's going to become noise real soon. And it's just going to melt into everything else.
And as they get back into the school year next year and they see that things didn't actually change and maybe even get a little bit better, they'll stop worrying about it.
Before Trump won, and we were talking about, because Elon Musk was... numbers off the top of my head, 426 agencies in government. They'd like it to get it to 99. Again, numbers off the top of my head. The point remains. We said multiple times, how many of those agencies get cut before we feel it? If you had your hands over your ears and you just went through life going, la, 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 I'm not listening, I'm not paying attention, how long would it take for those cuts to infiltrate your life? I know people who have felt those cuts. I know people who are affected in some way because you've contacted me and you've told me that. I don't think I felt them personally myself yet. And you wonder how much more they can go because they're going to go as far as they can go.
That's the way you feel it right now is if you lose your job. Aside from that, I don't think the services themselves have really or will change.
Yeah. And there's, like we've said a million times as well, they're going to make mistakes. They're going to pull something off the table and they're going to, oh, we need to put that back. And they'll have to learn and they'll have to admit it as well as they do. Should Canada become a state? We asked you 264 votes on a Friday afternoon. 80% say no.
Wow.
80% say no. All right, Mark Reardon Fish Fry this week.
Yep.
Once again, I won't round ask table where
coming
it
up
is
next.
Because last time we got it wrong. But you should keep it right here and find out and go visit them today. The Mark Reardon Show next. Don't go away.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigators Later.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.